IVM.
It was in the year 1981 that seven Indians came together and sat huddled in a small room in Pune. They all had a mission on their minds, dreams in their eyes, and a million ideas. They were planning to form a business that would redefine the landscape of the global information technology industry. But they all had one other thing in common. They were all severely short of funds, and nobody would lend them any money to start a business. These seven people were none other than the founding members of Infosys. Yes, the same Infosys, now a global IT giant with a market cap of more than 6,40,000 crore rupees. Today, in 2024, Infosys may be one of the global leaders in next generation digital services and consulting. It may also have been recognized as one of the top three IT services brands globally and the fastest growing. But this transformation did not happen overnight and definitely not without the hardship. So how did these brilliant minds make this impossible journey? Hello and welcome to A Century of Stories brought to you by IDFC First Bank. Always you first. I'm your host Kunal Vijaykar, and today I'm going to tell you the Infosys story, the first Indian company to be listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Asked why about his mission when he first started, N.R. Narayan Murthy said it was to conduct an experiment in entrepreneurship. He wanted to create a company of the professional, for the professional, and by the professional. Narayan Murthy was working at Putney Computer Systems in Pune back then. His co-founders, Nandan Nilekani, S. Gopalakrishnan, S. D. Shibulal, K. Dinesh, N. S. Raghavan, and Ashok Arora, who even today are counted as industry stalwarts, were all either employees or ex-employees at the same firm, all working as software developers. In their free time, they would regularly gather around, sit, and brainstorm in a small space that was set up in the front room of the one-bedroom flat that Narayan Murthy and his wife Sudha had bought with a small loan. That was their first office. Computer software and IT technology were rather new at the time, and only a few large corporations in the world could afford customized software solutions for their businesses. However, the world was shifting towards digitalization, and these seven envisioned this. They would discuss the idea of launching a company that would develop customized software to suit the business needs of corporations around the world. A visionary idea, unfortunately, nobody was willing to put their money into the venture. They really had no funds. So then how do you think Infosys kickstarted? Where did their first angel investment come from? That story had remained a secret until recently, when a revelation made by Sudha Murthy in a television interview blew everyone's mind. It was Sudha Murthy who contributed 10,000 rupees from her personal fund. This small loan played a crucial role in the launch of Infosys. In her own words, "Murthy was always broke. He always owed me money. We used to go for dinner and he would say, 'I don't have any money with me. You pay my share. I'll return it to you later.' For 3 years, I actually maintained a book of Murthy's debts to me. He never returned the money. And when we finally got married, I decided to tear up that account book." Even today, Sudha Murthy considers those 10,000 rupees as her best investment. She always had faith in Narayan Murthy's passion and how he visualized the growth of the IT sector in India. Soon after the formation of Infosys as a company in 1981, they got their first client, Databasics Corporation in New York. Hold on. Infosys may have got their first client, but they did not have their own computers to work on. This was all before liberalization, and computers were not easily available in the market. Even to import one computer would cost them 2-3 years, going through all the red tape. However, the Sensational Seven remarkably found a solution here. Out of the seven founders, six of them moved to the United States, took up jobs, and started working as software developers. Murthy stayed back and ran from pillar to post, trying to get an elusive import license from the Reserve Bank of India. It took almost 2 years, but a Data General 32-bit MV8000 configuration computer was acquired. And in 1983, they relocated from Pune to Bangalore. Although they had a few clients under their belt by now, money was hard and life was tough. So they had to stay in cheap hotels, travel by bus, and maintain a fairly careful lifestyle. The dream was to penetrate the US market. But to capture the US market was tough. So, Infosys entered into a joint venture with a global consultancy firm, Kurt Salmon Associates, in the United States. Kurt Salmon helped Infosys build credibility in the market and recommended Infosys to US corporations as a part of their joint venture. Finally, this collaboration paved the way for success, and in 1987, opened doors for Infosys's first international office in Boston. As you all know, life has its ups and downs. So did Infosys. In 1989, Infosys was pushed into a major crisis. That year, the Kurt Salmon Associates joint venture collapsed. One of the founder partners, Ashok Arora, the best designer amongst them, was dejected with the way the company was going and decided to quit. With Kurt Salmon out of the picture, most of the founding members started losing hope. Gopal Krishnan, too, felt that they had nothing after 8 years of trying. But this was when Narayanamurthy stepped up. He said to his co-founders, "If you all want to leave, you can. But I'm going to stick with it and make it." Such was Murthy's conviction. His other partners, Nilekani, Gopal Krishnan, Shibulal, Dinesh and Raghavan, decided to stay on. Together, sowing the seeds of Infosys's enormous growth. While it was rough going for Infosys for a while, in February 93, Narayan Murthy dared to make an initial public offering of Infosys shares priced at 95 rupees each at the Indian Stock Exchange. IPO was undersubscribed, almost bombing at Dalal Street. But it was stabilized and spurred on by a bailout from US investment bank Morgan Stanley, who bought 13% of the company's shares. Infosys made a listing debut at a premium price of rupees 145 per share in June 93 and has since never looked back. The company went on to open international offices in the UK, Canada, and many more countries in the subsequent years, providing software solutions globally. In 1999, Infosys reached new milestones. Not only did it touch revenues of $100 million, but it also got listed on NASDAQ. Infosys shares were listed as ADRs, or American Depository Receipts, a form of equity security that simplifies foreign investing for American investors. Which means that Infosys would be rubbing shoulders with global tech giants such as Apple, Intel, Microsoft, and Oracle. Soon, Infosys ADR marked its presence on the New York Stock Exchange, making it the first Indian company to be listed at the NYSE, from humble beginnings to having offices in over 56 countries. From taking a 10,000 rupee loan to generating a revenue of more than $18 billion, Infosys embodies the spirit of innovation, resilience, and unwavering faith in the power of dreams. An enterprise with more than 3 lakh employees globally, Infosys contributes 8.36% to the total GDP of India. As Infosys continues to trailblaze new frontiers in this digital age, with technologies like artificial intelligence, data analytics, and the cloud, it also imparts invaluable lessons from its remarkable journey. That with passion, perseverance, and the courage to dream, anything is possible. You've been watching A Century of Stories, brought to you by IDFC First Bank. Always you first. I'm Kunal, and I'll see you next week to tell you about the incredible women of Indian hockey.